Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brook. We spoke yesterday about the idea of designing your life, and the first step was determining what you wanted for a destination. And I asked you to think about the people that you're surrounded by, the place you live, your ideal home, your job, your business, and what that lifestyle really looks like for you. And so today I want to touch on the idea of what has to happen in order for you to bring about those things. Right, so if you don't have a lot of those things, and I'm guessing that for most of us, there are things that we're striving for. You know, as much as I accomplish in my life, I always want more. I always want to do new things. I want to expand myself. And I think most people are that way. So what has to happen for you to bring what you've listed in terms of those things you want to be, do, or have into your life? And so the question becomes, you know, what can you do to make these things happen? So if you're in a sales role, right, and you really need to increase the business that you're doing, right, and because if you increase your business, then you're going to make more money, and if you make more money, then you can buy that bigger house that you want, or the better car that you want, or you can take that vacation with your family that you want to do, but it can improve your lifestyle. So what are those things that you have to do? And maybe it means calling on more people, seeing more clients a day. Maybe it means looking at people that can help you get deeper relationships with the people you're doing business with. Maybe it means looking for places where you can exert your influence a little bit more. So you've seen certain people a bunch of times and they haven't done business with you. What can you do to push that a little bit harder? Are there people you know that can help you get there? It's so often, I find this a lot, and that is certain people are just so proud, they don't want help from other people. But at the end of the day, someone else, there's somebody that can help you. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you are in life, there's somebody that knows more than you about what you're doing. Or there's somebody that's had an experience that you haven't had. And so why would you not tap into that person? And we can talk about professional relationships like lawyers and accountants. We can talk about just people that are more senior than you are that can act as mentors, right? Maybe they've done what you've done before. Maybe they've had more experience than you have. Maybe they know people that you don't know as well, and they can make an introduction for you or deepen a relationship for you. If you know of such a person, why would you not enlist their help? The other thing is people are flattered when they can help. There's a natural human instinct to want to help other people. And if you approach it the right way and you're very likable, then people will go out of their way to help you. And all you have to do is ask them. So think about who is out there that can help you get where you want to go to do certain things. And then once you figure that out, the next thing you want to start thinking about is what are those actions that you have to take? Actions that can make things happen in your life, that can get things, that can bring things closer to you. And once you have those actions in mind and you have the people that you can enlist and you know who you can really influence, then you can begin to create a plan to put it all together. And once you put that plan together, then you know what actions to take from there, and then you can chunk it down into incremental steps. And that's where we pick up tomorrow. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and if you'd be so kind as to leave a review while you're there, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about things that you can do each day to bring you incrementally closer to bringing what you want in life to fruition. But for today, I just want you to get clear about what has to happen in order for you to do what you've listed, what you want to do in life, and who can help you, what action can you take, and what would that plan look like?